Good Friday morning. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to today's DriveCast as we continue to highlight the I Am Determines Who I Am as we're going through the Gospel of John. And last Sunday, we talked about chapter 11, the Lazarus story, and we're going into the identity of Jesus, who Jesus is as we're looking at it and who we are accordingly. You know, I remember growing up in our little church in Southern Ohio, we used to sing a song called He Was There All the Time. Now, I'm going to forego the temptation to sing it for you by just sharing a simple chorus from that hymn. It says, He was there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. During Sunday's teaching, we hit on the idea of needing to believe when others fail to see the power of Jesus. Sure, disciples like us are going to have our faith questioned from time to time by others, especially if they're non-believers. And when times like this occur, we need to hold fast to our faith and ask the Holy Spirit to help us in adverse conditions. You know, I look back on the Lazarus story in John 11, and I think part of Jesus' frustration with all the churn that was going on in the cemetery was the fact that the sisters of the deceased, Lazarus, and others around them had lost all hope. While standing in the middle of it all was Jesus, who had just proclaimed that he was the resurrection and the life, and whoever believes in him, even though they were dead, yet shall they live. But the circumstances were so heavy and hectic in the cemetery that they failed to recognize Jesus, the Son of God, was standing in their midst. And you know, that's a good word for me today, hopefully for you today, that no matter how hectic your life gets, and for some of you today's going to be hectic, we would do well to remember, just like the old hymn, that Jesus is in our midst, whether you feel his presence or not. So now may be a good time to take a few seconds and ask Jesus to help remind you of his constant presence, no matter where life takes you today. Would you do that right now with me? So thank you, Jesus. Together we say that. For being there all the time, for waiting patiently, when we're not. This is Pastor Jeff saying, have a blessed day, and thank you for listening and joining us on the DriveCast.